Okay, we're picking up with a few more halachas of Erev Hashanah. Bez Hashem, we're going to continue into a few more halachas of Hadlakas Neros and with regards to Rosh Hashanah. So the Achronim bring down the Mishnah Berurah says that normally Big Day Shabbos, and then above Big Day Shabbos, there's a concept that you should have Big Day Yom Tov. A person have a special suit just for Yom Tov. If a person could afford so, it's Kedai to have even nicer than you have for Shabbos should be your Big Day Yom Tov. However, the Achronim bring down the Mishnah Berurah says that the nicest clothing you have should be saved for like Shalosh Regalim. However, for regards to Rosh Hashanah, in order that you should have the Moras Adin Alecha, you should have the Hachna, and you should humble yourself a little bit. Maybe you shouldn't be on the same level of the regular Yabam Tov clothing. However, the Matei Ephraim brings down that the people are not so makban on this, and they write the very chashuv begadim they have a shari Yabam Tov. Maybe it's because they couldn't afford it, so maybe if you could afford it in a Hanami, it might be better to have your Rosh Hashanah suit, which is a little bit of a lower level, and then your nicest suit should be for Sukkot, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a man of din, Yom Kippur as well, should be included with the Rosh Hashanah suit. It's a man of din, so you should be a little bit more humble than with regards to Sukkot. Now, also, there is a minhag that the Ramah quotes in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. The Ramah quotes that there's a minhag to go to the Beis HaKvaros, to go to the cemeteries in Erev Rosh Hashanah, and be Mizbalel Kivrat Tzadikim, and we give stuck over there. And that's the beginning to ask them to beseech on our behalf that Hashem Baruch Hu should give us a Shana Tova Umasuka, and that's something that is the minug. However, there are those that Rabbi Yashiv said that he never went to Beis HaKvaros, and the Ramah also brings it down by Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah does write that seemingly is the minhag to go for a far almost away. And the Sefer Kol Mishal Asecha on page Tav Reshit Beis, he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky what he did, what Chazanish did. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that he knows that the Chazanish went on Tisha B'Av. However, he didn't go on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he doesn't remember if he went on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he himself does not go on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Could it be practically, Erev Rosh Hashanah, you're so busy, Beis HaKvaros is a very long trip. It's going to, a minimum of like an hour or whatever. So that's, doesn't just practically to be able to do that is maybe that's the matias of why it didn't develop to become so popular, that minhag of the Ramah. Now, with regards to Hadlakas Neros, so just like there's a din of Tosefes Shabbos, so too there's a din of Tosefes Yom Tov. The Shaila when it comes to Tosefes Yom Tov is that there is a Maharil. The Maharil quotes earlier sources that said maybe that you shouldn't say Kiddush until it's Vaday nighttime, because when you say Kiddush, you're going to accept Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adinahu. It's a day of din, of judgment, of strict judgment, so you don't want to accept that upon yourself early. So the other Achronim ask on that, at the end of the day, what do you mean? The moment that we daven Mar, if we've accepted upon ourselves Rosh Hashanah, why does it matter if we don't make Kiddush till later? So some Achronim bring down that maybe that Be'etzem, because generally Kiddush al Kos is Daraisa, it's a Shiloh, the Kiddush might be altogether Darabanan on Yantiv. But if you assume maybe that's like the Acres, Kiddush al Kos, maybe that's what he's saying, to not accept it upon yourself early. And the Shari Knesset Zagdola asked that anyway, what in the world are we saying here? There's a mitzvah potentially Daraisa of Hosefas Chol al Kodesh with regards to Yantiv and Shabbos, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, but there's definitely potential to that. And you're going to tell him just because of the Chashash of Emas Adinu, maybe Vimatal this mitzvah, and he's very bothered by that din. And the Gilyonei Shas, Yosef Engel, he quotes his Maharil, and he says, it can't be the Maharil said not to do Tosefes. Like we're just pointing out, there's so many sources to do Tosefes. Maybe he meant to just do it a little bit later than one will generally do. Let's say like you normally do half hour, 40 minutes. Maybe you could do a little bit earlier than that, a little bit earlier, meaning 20 minutes, whatever, 50 minutes to do less. You don't have to do it so much earlier. Okay, but Etzem, there definitely is a din of Tosefes Yantiv, and a person should try to Mekabel Yantiv early, just like you would Mekabel Shabbos or any other Yantiv early. And when it comes to Hadlakas Neros, we also light early, and the Isha, just like when she lights candles for Shabbos, she has in mind Be'etzem, she's Mekabel Shabbos without Halakha. So too, when she lights Neros Yantiv, she also has in mind that she is going to Mekabel Yantiv with that Halakha. And also, it should be pointed out, some think that since you're allowed to have a Halakha from Ner L'Ner, it's no problem whatsoever for the woman to light after Yantiv, but that still the Prima Gadon brings down that it's a mitzvah that should be L'Kavad Yantiv, and the Kavad Yantiv Dafka is before the Shkia. And the Shut Pri Yitzhak brings this down to Mate Ephraim. Many sources to assume that you should be lighting Dafka before Shkia. You shouldn't be, meaning, Be'etzem, if she forgot or she wasn't able to, then from Eish La'Eish, we'll get to that probably next daily halacha, but to do Eish La'Eish is going to be okay, but still, you're missing out on the extra Kavod Yantiv, which is done specifically for some sofer. They all bring down that a person should light the candles of Yantiv before this man. Again, if you forget, you're not able to, so then for sure, Menei L'Ner is going to be Mutter after after Yom Tov starts, and you still make a bracha, as opposed to Shabbos, obviously, you know, there's an Isser completely, even Ayadei Akum is a Shaila, is not really so mutter, but Be'etzem, to light candles before Yom Tov is very much encouraged with regards to Erev Yom Tov. And the just one more halacha I forgot to mention about Mincha is the Matei Ephraim also brings down that you should be careful that to dafka die the daven this Mincha much. Let's say you daven always 10 minutes before Shkiyah, so your mamash right on the gvul. So he says dafka this Mincha and Erev Rosh Hashanah should be done, you know, 15-20 minutes earlier to have enough time to be mekabel early to say benachas, to not be pressure with the Shkiyah, even if in a normal year not as mak. But again, it's the last Mincha of the year. You want to end off on a bang, hang off with a good mincha. It's a very important mincha. It has this bilud masakin all your tefillos the whole year. And you should daven to have a lot of kavana for it and daven very early. And same thing with lahad lakos neiros, should be done early before his man of shkia. Okay, I'll pick up with more lakos of neiros yontiv tomorrow's daily halacha.